This is a level 3 driven thinker. It might be a little confusing seeing all the lacuna in there or the darker blue areas, but the sora or freckles in the eyes are the mind. And concentrated, this might be a little confusing seeing all the lacuna in this eye. There are, however, 7 distinct sora. And sora are about 3 or 4 times more powerful than the lacuna when we're counting them in the eyes trying to determine your overall personality type, thinking or emotional. So in this particular case, the 7 sora greatly outnumber the lacuna. And also evidenced of the fact that this is a thinking type eye are the neurogenic fibers, or the white fibers towards the outside of the eye. They're very close together. They're white in areas. They're very consistent. They're very tight in areas. And this adds another level of constriction that helps us identify the fact that this is the thinking type. Because the thinking occurs in the mind, it is a form of interthought, and I'm using the word constriction, but we really could call it internal processing. And yet in this eye, we see an autonomic nerve ring that's rather jagged and about a normal distance from the pupil. So when we have the combination of lacuna, even one lacuna, here we have several, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lacuna and 7 distinct sora. So we have a very dynamic personality type here. The lacuna tend to get the person out of the head, isolated in thought, and add that emotional charge, which is like bringing the feminine and masculine qualities together in one person. And this creates a kind of a dynamic personality type. These people like the edge. They like adrenaline. Although this one, because it's more thinking, it can handle so, so much more because it has a place to register the emotions in the body. They're not like a foreign experience or substance. They relate to them or resonate with them. So being able to vacillate between intense levels of thinking and action that can happen in a more spontaneous way, this type is a maverick. These types of people are generally well-read, so the thinking aspect means that they want more information, they want to understand, they like a more consistent, reliable, logical explanation to things. They usually take a point in a position and they can stand behind it because they can cite the facts and can document the research or the findings that they're citing. And yet, when you add the combination of the emotion into this personality type, they become more like a zealot. These types are actually some of the most rare in society that I've seen in 30 years. With maybe about 2% of the population having this combination of sora and lacuna being more overridden with the sora. These people are CEOs. Once again, they get bored with things. They can handle a lot. They can deal with a lot. They can be visionaries. They are born leaders and generally are dealing with issues of power and authority. And that can work both ways. They want to become the power and authority, or they can misuse their power and authority. So these people are hard to keep up with. They generally have high IQs and are well-versed in many topics. When they become stressed, they can act with reckless abandon, interrupt, criticize, pass judgment, condemn others or other organizations. They may decide to take on a company, a bureaucracy. They usually have issues with father and authority. And so when stressed, they can use their authority to hurt or harm others. Their lesson is the correct use of power, which means that stepping into their authority, they need to develop a sense of humility. And through that humility, they are concerned about their actions or their leadership and how it's affecting the group, not just the fact that I said so and this is what we're going to do because I'm the authority and I know more than you. So they develop some empathy, which balances out their personality. It mitigates and it also refines their leadership so that their leadership comes from a more of a passion and clear thinking and thinking that unites or brings people together. And that's their gift, since they can see the big picture, they have the ability to synthesize or create something new or a plan that's never been seen before, an innovation, something that is outside the box and the norm to help a society, a people, a culture, a continent, or the planet. Let's look down at the four pairs of this type and go over some of their particulars. Going to the upper left-hand pair, we can see that in this case, the neurogenic fibers are a little more wavy and not quite as straight and compacted, which leans us toward more emotional, but there are only a couple of well-formed lacuna, and there are a number of, probably five or six in both eyes, of the sora. Also, noticing that the pupil on the right side of the screen or the left iris is substantially larger, and this generally means a movement to the right brain, which is what the analytical thinking type does in the long term. So here we have a pattern of a warrior, but yet those fibers create a temper the zealot, temper the maverick, and temper the reckless one within, where they become more controlled, more focused, with greater concern on how their energy is going to affect people. And the presence of the lacuna with the sora gives them a dynamic flavor. So they're going to be probably involved in many things, could be computer sciences and an artist, and maybe even play some music or be into dance. They tend to get bored with things and enjoy lots of variety of recreation, hobbies, the opera, movies, the outdoors. These people are quite dynamic and can adapt, particularly with this many neurogenic fibers, but yet have a wide range and scope of interests, which keeps them always on their toes and they don't get bored. Let's go to the pair in the upper right. First thing we notice is a lot of the orange or the rust colored, it's called dyscrasia, that's forming around the pupil of the eye. We notice a pupil larger in the right eye. We have the same pattern of neurogenic fibers, but yet quite a few of the sora, and especially towards the periphery. So what this means is this person is going to be well thought out, although we're looking at more of an extroverted type of a autonomic nerve ring. The presence of the dyscrasia in the eye creates a kind of a constriction or inward movement that slows them down. And yet, when you have the sora towards the periphery of the eye, it means that their thoughts manifest into their body, or they will think something and then act out whatever it is that they're thinking about. So this person, although they're highly controlled and specific about things, they're in their head and analytical, they're actually quite animated. So many times, in a good day, this is someone with good thoughts and benevolent behavior. If we draw a line at 6 o'clock and go straight down in the eye and go just to the inside towards the nose, we call that the medial position. In the right eye, you'll see sora, and in the left eye, you'll see some sora up near the pupil, and then as it gets towards the edge, a dark blue. This is a very common pattern with a thinking type. This is the area of self-esteem, which means this person, because they're the thinking type, they're going to have a sensitivity towards making a mistake or being criticized. And so in this case, because of the sore in the nurturing area in the right eye, they're going to work hard to overcome that feeling of being less than or the need to prove themselves. We can look up in the kind of heart will rebellion area and see big sore in the right eye, which is going to help bring them out. This was the deep desire to be seen and known by their father for who they are, not trying to have the father influence them and make them the way he wanted them. And that's going to be evidenced by the 6 o'clock position of perfection. So father was probably rather strict. This person can be locked in their head, have a set of principles that they're not willing to bend on. They're not going to listen very well, and they could get headstrong about things. Let's go down to the irises in the lower left. And this is an example of a lighter blue eye. It almost looks green, but there's blue underneath it, with a lot of the dyscrasia, the color going around the ring, and quite a few of the dots in the right iris. So that makes and increases the left brain thinking, and yet with a few lacuna in there, it creates a charge or a dynamic part of themselves that becomes inquisitive and wants to know and understand many things. So this is a mind that doesn't get satisfied. The lesson of all of these types, when you have both the sora and the lacuna in the eyes, or the driven type, is to get into the body. These people can be so busy and so preoccupied with all of the projects or the events or the gatherings or the organizations, it's hard for them to walk into a group meeting and not take charge. that they sometimes forget about their bodies. And so many times these types will have a lot of body pains, particularly in men, they'll break bones. With women, they can tend to internalize these things and have more internal disease types, where men tend to be more reckless. So needless to say, it's a very dynamic type. And if you really want to see dynamic, let's go to the lower right and look at these eyes. And these are a wild, wild, wild extroverted type of a driven thinker, with the classic form of morsura in the right eye, a very, very strong mind. This person, if you want to talk about getting bored easily, having restless leg syndrome and never being able to sit still, this would be the epitome of it. I would be very cautious about adrenal burnout, looking at diet, nutrition. This is the kind of person that can age really fast. So they could be 20 years old or 25 years old and look like they're in their 30s or early 40s, because they drive themselves. They're not resting. And once again, they're usually driven on a topic or something that inspires them. As I say, they will be well-read, well-researched. And particularly when you have somebody with a ring this far out, they have a desire to share their influence over a large geographic area or through a large part of the population via the internet or any other way of communication. So they have a big message. As I say, they usually move into positions of responsibility quite quickly. And when they go down, they crash and burn hard. And depending on the relationship to the father, which is really going to set up the tone for this type, when they go through deep, dark periods, they can act out exactly the opposite pattern of feeling disempowered, victimized, they don't have any choice, and they really go down, and they go down hard. So this type is, as I say, the type of extremes. It's going to be really, really up or really, really down. It's learning consistency. And once again, it's really learning about its own power and what that power means. And particularly in this pair of eyes, if we look in the right eye at about the 8 o'clock, excuse me, the 4 o'clock position, we'll see a whole series of sura in there that all run through the sexuality and spirituality positions, with a dot on the other side in the will position. This person, if they didn't have some kind of trouble in their hips, I would be quite surprised. And what you're looking at is a pattern of long-term leadership and or people in positions of power, doctors, lawyers, politicians on the father's side of the family, where there's this intrinsic desire to exceed or excel at everything they do. So I say that because the area of sexuality and spirituality is a great area of power. And it doesn't just refer to sexuality, it refers to the energy, the life force energy that is made of those two areas. So just as in this type, they are learning about power, they're learning how to use power, they're learning how to embrace it with humility and step into a role of being a servant as much as a leader. That's the CEO that goes down in the kitchen and washes the dishes or works on the factory line for a day and wants to see what the whole company is about, not sit behind his office and big desk and make commanding decisions without knowing every aspect of how that company functions. And this he will excel at, or she will excel at, because many times I've seen this pattern in women and they rise up in the world and the workforce and their careers. They don't sit around for everybody. And this pattern is not just exclusive to men, but it is a masculine pattern. So we have to take that into consideration and honor it for what it is.